Paper 6, EL1.
Education and Manpower Bureau. Territory-wide System Assessment 2005. Primary 6. English Language. Listening. Part 1. Paul and his family often visit different places on weekends. Today, they are going to the new territories. Riding in their car, they are listening to the radio. Section A. You now have 10 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the radio program. Answer the following questions while you are listening. The radio program will be played once only. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to our late evening news highlights. This is John Roberts reporting. In an accident in Lung Cheung Road today, two cars and a minibus crashed into each other. The driver of the minibus was killed. A policeman confirmed that only one person died. Fortunately, the drivers and passengers of the cars were wearing their seat belts and were only slightly hurt. In an exciting football match in Kowloon Tong this evening, the Sha Tin Clippers beat the Taipo Trippers. The score was 9-5. The Clippers' next game is in Shanghai on Sunday. The runners-up, the Trippers, will play against a team from Macau next month.
You now have 10 seconds to check your answers in Section A. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Listen to the radio program again. After each session, you have to answer some questions. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now listen to the first session of the radio program and answer questions 1-2 while you are listening. The radio program will be played once only. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to our late evening news highlights. This is John Roberts reporting. In an accident in Lung Cheung Road today, two cars and a minibus crashed into each other. The driver of the minibus was killed. A policeman confirmed that only one person died. Fortunately, the drivers and passengers of the cars were wearing their seat belts and were only slightly hurt.
You now have 10 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 and 2. Now listen to the second session of the radio program and answer questions 3 to 5 while you are listening. The radio program will be played once only. The radio program will begin now.
In an exciting football match in Kowloon Tong this evening, the Sha Tin Clippers beat the Taipo Trippers. The score was 9-5. The Clippers' next game is in Shanghai on Sunday. The runners-up, the Trippers, will play against a team from Macau next month.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers to questions 3 to 5. This is the end of section B. This is the end of part 1.
Part 2. Paul and his family are riding in their car. They are listening to the radio on their way to the new territories. They hear an advertisement. Section A. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now listen to the advertisement. Answer the questions while you are listening. The advertisement will be played 2 times. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy, brittle and crispy. Biscuits with different tastes. Chocolate, strawberry, or green tea. Excellent biscuits for all ages, young or old. $13 for a packet of 3, or $50 for a box. Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket. One bite of a super crunchy and you'll want more. Super crunchy, the one and only choice.
Now, listen to the advertisement again. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy, brittle and crispy, biscuits with different tastes, chocolate, strawberry, or green tea. Excellent biscuits for all ages, young or old. $13 for a packet of 3, or $50 for a box. Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket. One bite of a super crunchy and you'll want more. Super crunchy, the one and only choice.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Listen to part of the advertisement again and answer the following questions. The advertisement will be played once only. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy.
Question 1. Which word in the advertisement rhymes with back? A. Sit. B. Snack. C. Super. D. Relax.
Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket.
Question 2. Which word in the advertisement rhymes with bar? A. Far. B. Your. C. By. D. Never.
You now have 10 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of Section B. This is the end of Part 2.
Part 3. Paul and his family are in the new territories. Paul's mother is telling her children a story. Section A. You now have 30 seconds to study the question below. Now, listen to the story. Write the correct letter in each blank while you are listening. The story will be played once only. The story will begin now.
Children, I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl called Lucy. Every morning, Lucy got up early to help her grandfather sell newspapers at his store before she went to school. Miss Lamb, who was a nurse, always greeted them and bought a newspaper on her way to the hospital. One morning, her grandfather was sick and Lucy had to sell newspapers by herself. She heard something.
Meow.
she found a small white cat near the newspaper stall. The cat looked tired. It was sick and dirty. Lucy felt sorry for the cat and took it home.
Grandfather, look at this poor cat. Can I keep it?
Said Lucy. Do you really want to keep this cat? Asked her grandfather.
Yes,
Lucy said. But you have to treat the cat like your baby. You must take good care of her, her grandfather said.
I promise. I'll give her food and water every day, Lucy said.
Lucy kept her promise and looked after the cat carefully. She even gave the cat a name. She called her Popsy. Soon Popsy got well. For one whole week, Miss Lamb did not greet Lucy after she bought a newspaper. She looked unhappy. One day Lucy asked,
What's wrong, Miss Lamb?
I lost my cat near here last week, Miss Lamb cried. Lucy knew she could help Miss Lamb. She took Miss Lamb to her home. When Lucy opened the door, Miss Lamb saw a cat.
That's my cat! Cried Miss Lamb happily.
She thanked Lucy and took her cat home.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Listen to the story again and answer the following questions. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now, listen to the first part of the story and answer questions 1 to 2. The story will be played once only. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The story will begin now.
Children, I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl called Lucy. Every morning, Lucy got up early to help her grandfather sell newspapers at his store before she went to school. Miss Lamb, who was a nurse, always greeted them and bought a newspaper on her way to the hospital.
Question 1. What did Lucy do every morning? Question 2. What do you think of Miss Lamb? You now have 10 seconds to check your answers to questions 1 to 2. Now, listen to the second part of the story and answer questions 3 to 7.
One morning, her grandfather was sick, and Lucy had to sell newspapers by herself. She heard something.
Meow! Meow! Meow!
She found a small white cat near the newspaper stall. The cat looked tired. It was sick and dirty. Lucy felt sorry for the cat and took it home.
Grandfather, look at this poor cat. Can I keep it?
Said Lucy. Do you really want to keep this cat? Asked her grandfather.
Yes,
Lucy said. But you have to treat the cat like your baby. You must take good care of her, her grandfather said.
I promise. I'll give her food and water every day, Lucy said.
Lucy kept her promise and looked after the cat carefully. She even gave the cat a name. She called her Popsy. Soon Popsy got well.
Question 3. What does meow refer to? Question 4. When Lucy took the cat home, the cat was... Question 5.
Grandfather, look at this poor cat. Can I keep it?
Said Lucy.
How did Lucy feel? Question 6. What promise did Lucy make to her grandfather? Question 7. What was the name of the cat? You now have 20 seconds to check your answers to questions 3 to 7. Now, listen to the last part of the story and answer questions 8 to 10.
For one whole week, Miss Lamb did not greet Lucy after she bought a newspaper. She looked unhappy. One day, Lucy asked,
"What's wrong, Miss Lamb?"
"I lost my cat near here last week," Miss Lamb cried. Lucy knew she could help Miss Lamb. She took Miss Lamb to her home. When Lucy opened the door, Miss Lamb saw a cat.
"That's my cat!" cried Miss Lamb happily.
She thanked Lucy and took her cat home.
Question 8.
One day, Lucy asked, "What's wrong, Miss Lamb?"
How did Lucy feel? Question 9. Why did Lucy bring Miss Lamb to her home? Question 10. What did Miss Lamb say to Lucy before she took the cat home? You now have 15 seconds to check your answers to questions 8 to 10. This is the end of section B. This is the end of part 3. This is the end of the listening test.